Hello, welcome to the Life with Fibromyalgia podcast. This is your host, Noemi. So it's definitely been a long time. I've actually missed creating these episodes. It's been about a year. I remember looking back maybe a few weeks ago, and the last episode was about 2022, so it's definitely been a while. So I'm actually excited to be back. There are many things I want to talk about, many topics. You know, things that I experience as time goes by. And, you know, these experiences are mostly related to PTSD. However, you know, my body reacts to those experiences. So my body ends up hurting. Just different, I guess, just the differences, how my body responds to these stressors or, you know, whatever is the case. So that's what I've pretty much missed, sharing that, just letting it out. I know that there's no one near me that could possibly understand, you know, what I go through, what goes through my mind, how hard it is to cope with certain things. So that's a difficult thing to go through life, and sharing them here makes it a lot easier. And I'm not sure why I just haven't gotten down to just sitting down and creating the episode. But I'm back. I don't really make time for this, I suppose. I'm usually working. I think that's all I do now. I guess because I got the opportunity to, via the surgery I got a disc replacement in my neck. So that kind of really changed things. Now I'm able to do a lot. So ever since that happened, I started work full time. I do a lot of things. I go out to inspections. I do, a lot of the technical work at home. It's just been really nice to be able to do all the stuff that I wish I could have done for the past 10, 12 years. It's actually quite amazing. I still cannot believe it. And I think I've said this before, maybe last year, where it's unreal. It still is. Not sure. Maybe that won't go away. Maybe it being unreal it will always be unreal. It was just a long time that I was, really sick, being in a lot of pain and just not being able to do what I wanted to do. And that was very depressing. So a lot of the depression is, I'd say it's gone down quite a lot. And I think that's just because I've been able to do what I want. Maybe not necessarily everything, but at least I've been able to do a whole lot more. And that, you know, appreciating the little things that I can do now, or maybe not so little things, that makes me appreciate what I'm able to do now, and it makes me really happy. I don't think I've been this happy for, I don't know, many years. So it's been a good experience being back at work. Being able to go out to places, even though, traveling can be very difficult, it still is for me, but I've been able to go through that, and just unlike before, where I wouldn't be, I wouldn't have been able to do anything like that, or it was just way too difficult to deal with. Now it's a reasonable amount of pain that I can deal with now, so it's manageable. So, I don't know, I'm trying to think like how I want to start this, but, you know, it's just been a while, so creating a podcast is a bit, I don't know, it's kind of strange, just talking here by myself, but something I've always been having trouble with when I create these episodes. But I guess what I want to talk about today, and, you know, it's going to relate to PTSD. PTSD is something that I deal with every day. It isn't something that I've been able to kind of keep under control. Maybe I have a little, but its impacts are always very, I don't know. I don't know. It really changes your day or whatever you're doing. It can really affect a lot of things. For example, you know, one of the things I was dealing with is, you know, all of a sudden you get super stressed out based on, you know, whatever you're worried about, whatever comes up at the moment. It just all of a sudden changes your mindset. And I guess what I'm trying to say is your lack of concentration. You know, you're nice and focused. Like, for example, I can be working, I'm enjoying my time listening to music, you know, working on something technical, and all of a sudden, I don't know, let's say some sort of family, like, drama or something. Not that there's drama, but let's say someone says something and you just didn't like it, or it triggered you, and now your concentration is completely gone. You can't concentrate anymore. Where you left off of what you were working on is, you don't know. You're confused. It's really difficult. I don't know that's... I'm not sure how long it's going to take to be able to manage that a lot better. But even though it's better, I feel like it could be a lot better. It's just... I don't know, I guess I'm doing this because I know there are a lot of people struggling, not being able to concentrate, or certain things happening and it just kind of completely changing your day. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because I've been back at the office for one day a week, and being at the office, I've been able to, you know, see some people and, you know, starting to interact with people a lot more like before during COVID times. And, you know, usually I definitely talk to people, and I, you know, I'm very friendly. I say hello. And I'm very honest. I'm never that type of person that, and maybe I am, you know, when you're in the elevator or something, you're in there and you're, hello, how are you? Doing well. All right. You know, That's the only time I think I never really am honest. It's more of like, oh, hi, well, I'm well. Okay, bye. Right, you're out of there. But other than that, when I talk to people, I'm just like, hey, you know, when someone asks me, how are you? I'm actually okay. Just, you know, it's one of those days, or, you know, it could be better, but I'm okay. You know, not that depressing person per se, but, I don't know, I guess I just like to be honest and unlike other people where it's just, you know, I don't know how to describe that. I don't like the fake, oh, everything's okay. 'Cause I feel like my life is, you know, my whole life has been full of everything's okay, you know, making it seem like everything's okay. You know, just trying to survive is more of like everything is okay, but it's not. You know, you're pretty much fooling yourself just saying that you're okay when in reality it's not. And at the end of the day, that almost ends up affecting you even more because you're not accepting it. So in that case, I don't know. See, I'm losing my train of thought here now. anyway, so what I pretty much wanted to say is that at work, I met the new secretary, and I think she's been with us for about a year. So she started in September of last year, and I never, you know, met her because we weren't going to the office. And, you know, after, I don't know, I'm going to say 6 months ago or more, we started going back to the office one time a week, and that's when I met her. And I like to talk to the secretary, or, you know, any other employee, like everybody else. But for some reason, there are a lot of people that see the secretaries as less than. At least I noticed that. I don't know. It's just, I don't know how to describe it. I don't know. People maybe think they're better than, you know, based on who, or, you know, based on their careers. I don't really care. I think I kind of see past that. I'm not any better than somebody else in any way. So I kind of look beyond that, and I don't see myself as someone better than someone else. And pretty much, I don't know, I'm surrounded by engineers because I'm an engineer. And so there are a lot of engineers that, you know, pretty much just use the secretaries as, here, do this, here, do that. And I'm not saying we necessarily do that, but I do see the behavior and just, you know, the comments that are said. I don't know. It's just sad. Maybe I'm just not fully explaining it well, but it just makes me upset. But anyway, the whole point is that I ended up talking to her and I found out that she has PTSD. And I was pretty much surprised to even find out that she had PTSD. I mean, she told me, and I was open with her in the beginning because I wasn't feeling well. And I was just like, oh man, like I just can't concentrate right now. And I said, I'm like, unfortunately, I just kind of deal with, you know, certain PTSD symptoms and, you know, it's just something I have to deal with. And then she shared that she had PTSD and that she completely understood. And so that really took me, wow, like, I don't know, it was really strange, actually, meeting somebody with PTSD as well and dealing with certain things that I deal with. So I've gotten to know her a little. And, you know, when I go to the office, I'll order, you know, coffee, and I'll just get one for myself. And, you know, I'll get one for her. I'll probably come to the office earlier than she does, and I just, you know, put on her desk and put happy Tuesday or happy whatever day I end up coming into the office that day, that day of the week. And I don't know, I feel like those little things can really change your day. And so knowing that she has PTSD has, I don't know, for some reason it makes me think about how I could make her feel better, because I know she's not doing very well. You know, there are things going on with her family. There are just a lot of things going on that she is getting, you know, quite a bit of symptoms, you know, coming up that, you know, aren't typically there every day. So that makes me, I don't know, it makes me sad that she's going through that, because I know how that is. And I just try and do those little things, even if it's just coffee. I know she loves the caramel macchiato from Starbucks. And so, you know, I just get my own and I put it on her desk. And so, just put a note and I wish her a good day. And she has come drop by and said that, you know, it completely changed her day. And knowing that it did that one time, I mean, I'm not doing it all the time, right? But, you know, every now and then, if I get that feeling that, you know, oh, you know, I feel like getting one for her today, then that's what I do. I don't do that with anybody else at the office. I don't know, everyone else is like in their own little world too, but not really interactive, I guess. And maybe they're just the type of person that I don't really want to interact with, maybe. I don't know, is there a lot of people that... Or maybe it's just the PTSD itself, our experience, right? Because mine is my experience as a kid. It started then. And so there are certain personalities that I don't do well with, or certain, I don't know. I'm sure you guys understand if you guys have PTSD, certain things you've gone through when you were a child. But not getting into that, you know, my whole point is, like, working with PTSD is really hard. I don't know. I don't know how I've been doing it, to be honest, or how anybody else has been doing it if they're working. I mean, I've been working full time for 2 years now, and it's been hard the entire time. I can't say it's been a nice, you know, easy thing where I'm just enjoying myself the entire time. No, it's been difficult. It's been fun for sure, but it's been very difficult. I've had, you know, those moments, just like I've said, those moments where something's going on with family, someone's sick, or someone, you know, is triggering me from the past, you know, whatever happened in the past, all those things triggering me. I just end up losing my concentration. I end up feeling like super overwhelmed, where I can't even work. I cannot be at the office because it's just like too overwhelming. I just want to run. Now, where am I going to run to? I have no idea. But it's just those times where you have to leave your current environment. And you just, for me, at least, I don't know where to go. my car is my safe place. Unfortunately, that's kind of sad, but that is my safe place because I've never really had a place that I've had as my, this is my, you know, this is where I go, where I feel safe. My car ended up being that ever since I was at the, you know, college dorms, and I had my own car finally, and that was my safe place. I never had my own personal space. You know, even at the dorms, I was sharing a room with somebody. So, you know, I don't really consider that my safe space because there's still somebody there. So my car ended up being my safe place. And ever since then, actually, it's always been. I feel like I'm in my own little, you know, area, and I get to, you know, it's enclosed. No one get, you know, I tinted windows. No one can really look at you. And that, unfortunately, that kind of is how it was in the past when I was a child. You know, I'd kind of go hide in the dark. So I don't know. It's maybe that's why it's comfortable. I don't know. It's kind of strange. But anyway, it has been difficult. And I think that's the reason why I wanted to bring this episode or put this up, because I know how difficult it is. I'm pretty sure there are a lot of you out there that have PTSD that are having a very hard time at work. Maybe not at the moment, but you know, and you're aware that there are those moments where it's difficult. There are those moments where you just don't know whether you can do it or not. You second guess yourself. Or kind of like me, I kind of think, okay, am I in the right field, right? Because engineering can be super stressful. And I'm thinking, maybe this isn't for me because I have PTSD. Maybe I need to find something where it's not as stressful. Maybe I need to find something that's just not as challenging, something that's not too overwhelming if I, you know, stop working for a little while and then have to pick up the project all over again. It's just, there are so many things, so many factors, I guess. And once again, I kind of lost my train of thought there. yeah, so I don't know. I just kind of feel really sad about this whole situation about, you know, people that deal with PTSD and working and how that's super difficult. I know I've already said this various times now, but it just makes me sad. But at the same time, it makes me kind of happy being able to say this here and just letting you know that I understand how that goes, especially if it's a very high demanding, very stressful job. But even then, sometimes even like a very easy or not as demanding job can be just as stressful for somebody else. So I don't think there really is that one more demanding. Maybe it is, but to it, you know, at another level, we all deal with things differently. So something not as stressful can become very stressful. So at the end of the day, anybody working with PTSD, it's super hard. Especially if you don't have it under control. And even if you have it under control, it's difficult. So there you go. That's kind of what I just wanted to bring that up and let it out and share how frustrating it is to me and how it makes me so angry that we all have to go through that who have PTSD. Why? Like, you know, it's the why that we should, it's annoying. I feel like there are a lot of us that, you know, we didn't ask for this, you know, at least in like, for example, right. You know, there are people in the military, right. They go out and they're, here in the US, right. They go out and, you know, they're, gosh, I can't even think now, you know, defending their country or whatever. I can't think of anything for them. But and then there are, you know, us, the people that have gone through all kinds of abuse, and just we didn't ask for that. We were too little, or we just, you know, we weren't able to do anything. It was out of our control. And so in that sense, that makes me really angry, because it's just like, well, I didn't ask for this, okay? Like, if I could, I you know, right? If we had control, I'd hope, right, that I'd be able to push myself and not let myself go through anything like that. And that's kind of where I'm at now, where, you know, it's just like, no, I can't go through this. Of course, there are times where you kind of fall within that, I don't know, I don't want to say that hole, but it's just, you're kind of triggered and go back into that time, right? And you kind of end up, or at least for me, you end up not being able to do much, I guess. Your mind just kind of, whew, it's like blank. So it's almost like that freeze moment of survival, like, whoa, right? But yeah, I guess it just makes me really angry. I guess I don't want to keep repeating myself, but it's just an emotional roller coaster with PTSD. It's sad. The secretary at work is being fired. And, you know, that's the reason why this is coming up too. She's getting fired because she can't handle the amount of work they're giving her. I feel like it's very unfair because she was given a position that typically people don't come in that position. They come in at a lower position, but they end up giving her the other position. That way she is able to oversee a lot of other sections. So for a person that has PTSD, just going straight into this position, that's hard. And I feel really sad that she's being let go, because there are so many things going on in her life, sadly, that are kind of, they're what's triggering her not being able to concentrate, just becoming too nervous, too anxious, where she can't do the job, you know? And so that's sad. It makes me really sad. And I don't know. I'm still trying to process this entire thing. It makes me feel like it's really unfair, that the things that we go through. I'm sure whoever's out there right now that's listening to this that has PTSD and has been fired because of their symptoms, that sucks, you know. And I guess I was kind of close to that happening to me, except in you know, different things kind of meshing together. It was the PTSD, right? The mental health issues. It was the physical issues with fibro. You know, those two things just, it's horrible. They're two things combining together, and that's difficult to deal with. And, you know, that was almost my situation. I almost got fired because I was hardly coming into work. I was on, you know, I wasn't even getting paid because I wasn't coming in. I didn't have any more, you know, pay time off. It was horrible. I think back and I feel horrible. Like, I can't, you know, and that kind of brings me back to, it's unreal that I'm working full time now. But at the end of the day, it sucks having PTSD, having to work in environments where people don't understand. And you can't just share it with everybody, right? Like, hey, I have PTSD, come on, like, give me a break. You know, of course that goes through my mind, like, give me a break. But, you know, I guess hopefully someday they will understand. Hopefully someday this world will understand it. And I feel like we've gotten slightly closer with the new generations, being more understanding and mindful of mental health. I've gotten to know a lot of, you know, younger people at my job, and it's nice to hear them saying, I've actually taken a mental health day, or I'm taking a mental health day. You know, it's something that the older generations have to get used to now. And so I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Like, you know, I'm just like, yes, you know, it just makes me happy that they're, I feel like that's moving forward, you know, taking care of themselves. And that's what we all need to do. And it doesn't matter. We just need to do it. And we shouldn't be afraid to take care of ourselves with those mental health days. I know in some places it's really difficult to do it because they actually look down on it. But, you know, if you work in an environment where they actually understand it, that's amazing. I mean, take advantage and take those days. I know I want to sometimes, but I just don't, because it's just a lot of work that I'm doing, and maybe I'm really screwing myself over, you know, just working, you know, and just working. Maybe I'm screwing myself up there, but I feel like I've been enjoying myself, and once I'm not enjoying myself, then I think that's the time that I will actually tell myself, hey, you actually need a mental health day. So far, it's been okay. I've been able to handle things, maybe not as great as I'd like to, but I feel like I've been doing way better than before. So that just makes me happy for being at a different place right now than 2 years ago, where I was really struggling, almost fired, you know, not being able to work, just in pain, mentally really, I don't know, it was horrible. I just wasn't anywhere near where I am now. So I'm just very thankful and grateful that I am here and that I'm here talking to you, telling you about my experience, and, you know, just hoping that if you are going through something like this, I'm really sorry. I totally understand. It really sucks, but, hang in there, try and reach out to, you know, whatever resources you have, or, you know, research, try and find the help you need. Just try and do things for yourself that will help you at the end of the day. I know it's very difficult. I've been there. It's just even difficult to open up your laptop and find a place to find a therapist, or, you know, anything like that is huge. It's a huge thing to do. So I understand that. But, you know, try and do something for yourself that will help you. Just look out for yourself. Not everyone's going to look out for you. It's just, we have to take care of ourselves. No one is going to do it for us. Maybe if there is, that's great. But, you know, at the end of the day, we have to take care of ourselves. And if you don't, maybe it's time to start too. I mean, we all have to start, you know, one step at a time, even if it's a small step, you know, just keep going. I just want to be a bit encouraging. You know, you can do it. It's hard, but yes, we can do it. Don't give up. All right. So I guess now I just want to share a little bit of what's been going on. It's been, you know, life is pretty crazy, I guess, for everybody. And that's kind of what's been going on. I've finally moved out of my mom's place, and I'm now living with my fiance, and it's been great. I think it's been about 3 months now. I have never felt the way I have right now. I feel good. I don't feel, you know, super depressed, or I don't know, at the moment I can't say I'm depressed. I know I am, you know, certain times, but not as much as before. I feel pretty good. I feel like I'm being myself, more like myself from before. You know, just liking to joke and just being this happy person, just enjoying myself, not really caring. I can just laugh out loud, and I don't know. It's just been lots of fun. Just moving out of my mom's place has been really helpful. And I think it's because of the triggers that I had at home. So it's been amazing. It's been really good. I'm happy working from home here. Chris has been great at providing things that I probably would have trouble doing, like fixing, you know, the desk to be a stand-up desk. I couldn't do it, you know, doing a manual, you know, moving it up and down. And so he bought this, like, the electronic, bottom portion that you just press a button and it'll do it. So that has been a life changer. Being able to stand up and sit down anytime I want has been great. Let's see. I still have my dog. I don't know how much I talked about her before, because I can't remember, but my little baby Density. She's 14. I think she's 14. Yes. She's going to turn 14 in December. I think I've said this before. I'm kind of mourning her whenever she passes, I don't know why I've been in that, like, my mind has gone there a lot lately, or at least this year it's been going there a lot, and maybe it's because she's been needing more care, you know, needing to go to the doctor more, but, you know, nothing super serious, you know, she's fine, but, you know, it's those little scares where you're just like, oh my gosh, or at least I freak out really quickly, and so I just want to take her to the doctor immediately, but yeah, it's just very concerning to me. I don't know how I'm going to react. I have a feeling it's going to be really bad. I think it's going to be super bad. And I know all of you pet owners are probably understand it doesn't matter what kind of pet you have. It's just, I'm sure you understand that it's a very hard thing for me. It's my first time that I own a dog, and that it would, you know, if once she passes, that's going to be my first time that I have a pet that I'm super attached to, and they pass. So I hear it's really bad. It's really sad. It takes time. And so I'm not looking forward to that. I realize she is getting older. So I guess that's just what's been on my mind. Like, I don't really want to deal with that just yet. I still want to have fun with her. She's a really happy dog. She's very energetic. So that still makes me really happy that she, you know, moves around and wants to play with her ball. And I enjoy throwing the ball and just taking her to places. You know, she comes with my fiancé and I. She's in the car, you know. She has her own goggles for the sun. I don't know. It's just nice. I'm not going to have kids. I don't want kids. So she's my kid, and any other future pet is going to be my kid too. So, yeah, I don't know. I hope that time doesn't come anytime soon. Let's see. I don't know. I've stopped talking to a lot of toxic people. That's been great. Although I've got to say, it was super difficult to do. I don't know. I guess I feel like it's a, what is that? A narcissistic, kind of how they are toward you, and how you're just stuck in that, like, but they're nice, right? Like, they can do something, and then you're like, oh, but they are really nice, so it's okay. Or you kind of justify still talking to the person, even though they could have done something to you, or you didn't like something that they do, and that you really wouldn't do that yourself to somebody, and you somehow are okay with it, even though, you know, it's just not okay. So that was kind of the case, for me. I got one of my cousins, and his wife have, kind of joined my life, for the past year. And it's been very different, having them as, you know, more like friends, and just having them over during the holidays. And I mean, by having them over for the holidays, it's just them. It's just us, like, doing our own thing, maybe just relaxing, maybe playing a video game or something, watching a movie, going out for a walk. I don't know, just anything. And it's been nice. It's been nice experiencing people that are not ill-intentioned, or at least, you know, at this time, they just haven't been that way, and I'm happy. I hope that it will never change. But as of now, it's been nice. That's all I can say, I guess. For now, it's been great getting rid of toxic people. That was super hard, like I said, but it is doable. I started to feel like, oh my goodness, like, but it's okay. Like, I can talk to her, you know, I can just tell her it's okay. Like, you know, don't do this next time. Right. But it's always on repeat, right? It happens. It's a circle. So, you know, you've got to just let it go. It's difficult to stay away and not respond to messages or anything like that, but it's doable and you will be okay. You'll find other friends. I guess the other thing is something kind of funny, actually. After so many years of not having gone to a vacation, I went out to Cancun in December. It was the last week of December. And Why did we choose that, Chris and I? Why did we choose that date? Because we don't want to be around for the holidays, okay? We just don't like being around family during the holidays. It's just, for both of us, it's very stressful, very triggering. It just has never been something we look forward to. You know, maybe with our families now where it's more relaxed, at least for mine, it's not as bad. You know, my dad is no longer around. It's just my mom and sister. And so, you know, there really isn't much, you know, going on there for Christmas. So it's nice. However, it's just still stressful, you know, for me and for Chris. Just the holidays are stressful. Let's leave it at that. So we decided to go on vacation. And it's been over 10 years at the time that I hadn't gone on vacation. And so I was, you know, I just couldn't believe really that I was going on vacation. And so, you know, it was a bit unreal, but, you know, oh my gosh, it was just crazy. So we ended up I forget what airline it was, but, you know, we ended up going to the airport and, you know, of course they say, oh, your flight is canceled. And it couldn't have started any worse. Because, you know, now it was like, okay, so what are we going to do now? You know, where do we go? And it was just this whole ridiculous beginning of the vacation. And I was hoping that, okay, it started crazy, so it'll get better. No, it did not. It got worse because then we got this flight where we ended up having a stop in, like, Mexico City. And that was scary because... I don't know, I'm just not used to that environment. You know, finally we found a place at the airport it was a Starbucks, and that Starbucks, the inside was just like a Starbucks here in the US, and it felt like we were here. But outside of that Starbucks was pretty scary to me and my fiance. I mean, mind you, I am Mexican, but I don't know. It was really scary. I just felt unsafe. And, you know, that's really sad, but I actually did feel really unsafe. And so finding that Starbucks was really, it was a huge relief. But anyway, so that was a whole thing. We were there for, I think, one whole night. It was just, you know, we just kept buying drinks and, you know, trying to stay warm and, you know, trying to sleep as comfortable as we could. And, you know, nothing is comfortable that, you know, at a Starbucks that you can possibly sleep in. It was just bad. Let's just leave it at that. Well, then later we end up finally getting a flight over to, Cancun. We arrive. It's great. We're in the, you know, I think it's a taxi or something. We arrive and it's just like, finally we're here, and we get to go to our room. You know, it's nice and it looks really like a really relaxing place. And then, you know, then after it's really like exciting. Wow. Okay. We get to relax after so many years of not having that vacation time. It's oh my God. So, well, guess what? 2 days later, oh God, I ended up getting COVID. Yeah, I got COVID after 10 years of not having vacation. I go to vacation and I end up getting COVID at the resort. Within 2 days, I end up just feeling, you know, I was just feeling well. I was, and not, you know, ridiculously sick, but it was more of a like I'm starting to get like a weird you know, slight cough, and you know, just kind of feeling, you know, I kind of felt lightheaded. It was just strange. And so I told my fiance, I was like, I don't know, I just feel kind of off, you know, I just don't and it started getting worse as the night went on. And so my fiance like, maybe you should take a COVID test, right? And so we were thinking, well, where are we going to get that COVID test? Well, you know, they have the the doctor there at the resort. And so we go and I'm like, I want to take a COVID test. I just want to make sure that I'm okay. And I'm not just, you know, going around and spreading this everywhere. Mind you, I was staying inside because I was aware I felt a bit sick. And I was, you know, I was conscious of other, you know, other people being around, and I don't want anybody getting sick. So, you know, I take the COVID test, and of course I do have COVID. I, you know, buy the medication for the cough and just, you know, just to feel better. And so it was kind of funny that, you know, it sucked, but it was kind of funny now where it's just like, oh my God, this is ridiculous, you know? Well, it was pretty funny because, you know, of course we stayed in the room. We wouldn't go out. And if we did go out, it was just like outdoors where nobody was around. And we just sit down. But, you know, at some point when we were inside, everything that was, you know, we'd order food and they bring it. And at some point the bags changed. Like, in the beginning, maybe the first day, they knew everything was still coming back, like, regular. And then, the next day, everything was in, like, biohazard bags, which only made me feel worse. It's just like, oh, gosh. You know? So I look back at that, and I'm like, that's kind of funny. just thinking about those bags, Jesus Christ. You know, like, gosh, just seeing that outside when we would step out, just seeing those bags next to the door, it's just like, oh my goodness, who's in there, right? I mean, but, you know, of course, people were getting sick with COVID. But, you know, at some point, the doctor was like, no, you're okay. You can walk around. I kind of felt a bit strange that the doctor was okay with me walking around, even though I was sick. I wasn't fine with that, so I stayed inside. Well, finally, you know, the day that, you know, we go back home, I was a bit worried that I would have to stay in Mexico and not being able to go back home. And so, thankfully, I forget what the rules were then, but it was okay because I was testing negative. So it was just finally nice that we went back home and just... having gone through that, just it being over was great. I mean, even if the vacation wasn't the greatest, I mean, sure, there were moments that were nice. I remember just relaxing, being there. Of course, I was sick, but just not being at work, I guess, was a good plus. It was relaxing no matter what, I guess. But, you know, I look back and I'm like, oh, gosh, you know, I could have been snorkeling and actually seeing the nice, you know, crystal clear water and seeing all the, you know, the fish and just, I don't know, like, I was really looking forward to all that because I just haven't been to a place like that before. I just, like I said, I haven't been on vacation for a very long time. I was looking forward to seeing that crystal clear water, just seeing all the pretty fish and just taking in that, the nature, you know, how beautiful it is. And, you know, going scuba diving for the first time. I was looking forward to that. Everything was paid for. All those things, we chose them. We paid for them. We were just looking forward to doing that, you know, a different thing every day. And yeah, I wasn't able to do it because I got sick. But you know, whatever. I guess it's a story I'll get to share my whole life. Yeah. Went on vacation and I got COVID. But anyway, yeah, that's kind of, I guess that's the funny thing, I guess, of what's been happening. Yeah, I'm at a better place now. However, there are those difficult times, and I don't think those will ever go away. I think it's just like, and I don't want to sound like everybody else where they tell you, oh, but it's how you deal with your coping skills or how you use them and when you use them and just remembering when you use them, when to use them. I feel like the therapists, you know, they all say that and it's kind of annoying, but yes, to a certain degree, yes, you know, you have to learn to do those things. But really, it's certain things that really help. Like for me, it was the surgery in my neck that completely changed my kind of world, because the pain is a lot more reasonable. However, I've got to say, today it has been a very long time where I haven't felt lots of pain, but today was the day that I felt more pain than usual. And it just happened. Like I feel like I might have done a few things that might have caused it, but at the moment I just can't remember. But even then I was like, oh my god, I can't believe this is happening. My body's hurting more than usual. Now I'm actually able to tell a lot more than other times. So that was really strange. It was, I don't know, maybe strange isn't the word. I think it's more of a, oh no, because it's a pain that you recognize and that you're like, oh no, wait, what's going to happen now? Right? Is it going to stay like this now, or is it going to get better? Or is it just, maybe will it go away? You know, it's even scary to think that it's going to remain that way now. So it's just so many thoughts go through my mind when I start feeling the pain. And that's what was going through my mind while I was working and hurting. And I guess I wasn't really working because I just couldn't concentrate because of the pain. And so that was, it really sucked having to go through that again. But, you know, that's just what I have to deal with. And you know what? It's not like I haven't dealt with it before. So I'm just trying to take it as just, you know, this thing that happens every now and then where it gets bad and it doesn't. You know, it's just the way things go with fibro. But, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I know why. I haven't been sleeping very well. And I haven't been sleeping very well because it's been my own decision not to sleep very well. I've been working a lot. I really have. And I've been working lots of overtime. I've been working on, you know, certain hours during the weekends. My regular, you know, day, I'm working from, I don't know, let's say 9 to like 6. And then I'll stop and I'll, you know, maybe like clean the place. I don't know, just try and like clean up. And then I end up going back to work. And then from there on, I end up like, I stop working at about like 2 a.m. Maybe sometimes I'll stop at 1 a.m. You know, there are times where I go over to 3 a.m. And then I get back up, and sometimes I'll start work again at like 7. And so I don't get very good sleep. And that's my fault. And I know it's not good. However, I have lots of work and I feel like I just want to accomplish all these things. You know, I haven't been able to do this kind of stuff. And so I want to show how above and beyond, you know, how good of an employee I am. And so, I don't know, maybe that's just part of the, you know, wanting that praise and, you know, whatever, something, I forget what it's called, but when you're a child, right, you didn't get any of that. And so maybe that's what I'm seeking. I'm seeking that praise that I've been doing such a good job. And, yeah, I don't know. I realize it's not good. And there are days where I do tell myself, no, you're not going to work today, but that's also because I'm super tired. But don't do this to yourself. I should take my own advice, but, I mean, the fact that I got pain today and it was just very random, I realized that it's affecting me. So, with that said, do not overwork yourself. it's not great. It's not good for your body. It's not good for anything. You need your sleep. It'll make you feel better mentally, physically. So, I realize that, but I haven't done that yet. I will, though. It's the end of the fiscal year next month, so are we? I don't even know the time, but I know we're close, And so I know things can get kind of hectic sometimes during this time. So it's understandable temporarily, just as long as it's not all the time. But I mean, considering if you have fibromyalgia or PTSD or both or whatever, you know, chronic pain illness that you have, it's just not good. Take care of yourself. We got to watch out for ourselves, as I mentioned earlier. I that's all I wanted to, I guess, rant about. I'm happy I'm back. I hope I'm able to do this more often. I feel like I will be, because right now I'm actually recording on the phone, which is a feature I had never explored with doing. And this will be the first time. I hope the audio is not bad. I hope my, and I did like a test, like, I don't know, 3-second thing where I was listening if there was any background noise, and just my movement, any, like, right now, if I were to move, let's see, because I'm like sitting down on the floor in my closet. I felt like you could hear that. And I was just like, oh no. So I hope you didn't hear much of that if I moved. I was trying not to move, at least. So it's the first time. I'm going to see how this sounds. I hope you enjoy this podcast and feel like someone understands you, or maybe you can share this, but, or maybe understand somebody else. But I am back. All right. Thank you for listening. I appreciate your time listening to this podcast. Hopefully I made you feel better, or, at least like you're not alone. All right. You guys take care, and I'll talk to you guys next time.